Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Emil Leku, NSO at Wolf Trap Festival conductor.
Awesome. And Emil will be here on Friday to conduct the National Symphony Orchestra live accompaniment of Back to the Future. And you're also going to be moderating the Q&A ahead of time, right?
Right. Yeah, we have the actress who plays Lorraine McFly, Michael J. Fox's mother, Leah Thompson, going to be with us. And I understand that we're going to have a bunch of DeLoreans in the parking lot, so it'll be kind of fun, too.
Do you know where they got those from?
I have no idea, because you see them in the movie, and in 1985, I guess people still had DeLoreans, but now it's like they've all disappeared, so it's a rare chance to be able to see one in person, I guess.
You'd think the popularity would have taken off after that.
Well, you look at it, and it is so cool. And the thing is, when Michael J. Fox goes into the past, and he crashes in the barn, and the doors open, you just remember what an amazing, cool car that was. It really does look like a 1950s sort of flying saucer.
Absolutely. Any idea, are you still preparing your questions, what you're going to ask Ms. Thompson?
Yeah, I am. I've done a lot of these pre-concert talks, mostly just about music, but this will be, of course, about music and the movie. And I'm just curious, just from an audience perspective, how the movie is put together and if they knew the entire plot when they first started acting, because sometimes the plots are still written as it goes along, and how she plays the two characters, the adult mother that we see in the beginning and the end of the movie, which are actually two different characters, and, of course, the young lady that he meets in high school going back in time.
Where were you when it came out? Do you remember?
1985. I think I was working for the Boston Opera. And the funny thing is, when you look at this movie, it's because we're kind of in the middle of the story, because it's 30 years ago this year.
Right.
And in 1985, going back to 1955, it's 30 years in the past from where it was set. So, looking at 60 years of time in total. But actually, looking at the film, because I have to study the film a lot by watching it over and over and over again, it doesn't look that dated. You know, you look at the styles of clothes and everything, and it seems kind of current, or maybe just because I'm getting older. But I kind of love the idea of how it's placed kind of in between this huge amount of time, 60 years.
Yeah, chronologically, we're exactly, I guess we're at the midpoint of the, on the space-time continuum.
Yeah, exactly, with our symphonic flux capacitor. And when you look back in 1955, that does look pretty antique and pretty cute.
Yeah, and actually, I think in part two, the sequel, we're coming up on the date in October of when he went forward in that with the hoverboards and everything. So it's a good time to talk
about
it.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, it's amazing how this film has really worn incredibly well over the years. And it has, I think, in large part, well, the acting and story, but also the music is really compelling. Alastair Silvestri wrote the music for the series. And he's written, I think, 15 minutes of new music that we're going to premiere at Wolf Trap on Friday with the 1985 film.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's obviously, he went on to do other Zemeckis stuff like Roger Rabbit and Forrest Gump. So, I mean, it's going to be amazing to hear that. Is he actually going to be there for the Q&A as well or just Leah?
I'm not sure if he's going to be there for the Q&A. He will be at the performance, and he's going to attend my orchestra rehearsals, which is going to be really thrilling for me because I love this music and love his music in particular. So it'll be great because as a conductor, you don't often have time or the ability to collaborate with living composers because they're always somewhere else. But he's making a big point of coming. It was premiered in Lucerne in May, and this is the first performance in the United States. So I think he's kind of jazzed about it as well.
That'll be awesome. Yeah, I mean the Wolf Trap website says that he's there for the pre-discussion, but I guess we'll see.
Well, I imagine he will because he's going to be at the performance, and I think he's really excited about this being heard in a whole new way because people love the film. Everybody knows the film; it's a classic. But to be able to hear the music the way he wrote it is almost impossible. Because studying it when you have the scenes where the skateboard chase midway through the movie, or when he's going either forward or back in time in the DeLorean. You can't really hear the score that well because of all the sound effects and
right.
the lightning striking the clock and all that sort of stuff. So you'd be able to hear all that, you know, all the sound effects and dialogue and the gigantic IMAX, larger than IMAX screen at Wolf Trap. But you'll finally be able to hear all this brilliant music that you wrote to accompany this great film.
It's going to be awesome. How big of a thrill will it be for you to actually conduct that?
It's always a thrill, especially with movies that I love like this. In 2006, we premiered The Wizard of Oz as a live film, and it's just a great way to live films and film music that you grow up with or that you are passionate about. And I just have to sort of keep my wits about me, not become too involved in the story, because I have a lot of work to do to keep this in sync. but I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Are you going to be, I mean, I know your hands will be busy, you know, waving the orchestra, but are you going to have a little bit of a pinch yourself moment as you're doing it?
I think I will at the end.
Deep breath after it's over.
But when they take off, when they all get in the DeLorean, they take off like to the last minute of the film.
How does that work? Are you actually keeping an eye on the screen, or are you mostly just facing the orchestra the whole time?
I have a television screen in front of me that has all sorts of digital encoded information on it that is streaming by just like at rapid speed throughout the entire movie, which is how they sync movies in Hollywood when you record them in the sound studio. But this will be the live version of that, but there's a ton of information that's going along. I also listen for dialogue and camera changes. I put all sorts of stuff in my score, so it's kind of like accompanying a live play as opposed to just looking at the numbers. But I use the numbers to start and stop things as well.
Awesome. Well, we're really excited for it. I'm planning on getting out there myself.
Great.
Best of luck, and thanks for coming on WTOP for a little bit of a preview. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome event.